Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Nigerian Prince podcast. I am your host, Ayo Oji. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to get in shape and lose weight fast. That's right. That's possible. How to get in shape and lose weight fast. So I have done it. And my goal for this episode is to share my own experience with you. The things I did, the things I am doing, my supplements, everything, diet, just basically everything. And my goal for this episode is to take you from whatever it is that you struggle from. If it's losing weight or trying to gain weight, because I know like getting in shape can be very subjective. Some people, getting in shape for some people is to add weight, gain muscle. Some people, getting in shape for them is to lose weight, lose body fat, lose body percentage fat, you know. So whatever it is that your goal is, I really, really, truly hope that the information you get from this episode will help you. And this is just my experience. I have experimented with myself. Ever since I moved to America, I have experimented with physical fitness, with the gym, with food, with diet, and everything else. So we're going to go over the episode, and I'm just going to lay down the information and just straight to the point. You know, we're just going to go straight to the point. First of all, we're going to talk about the fundamentals. We're going to talk about the fundamentals, the tools that you need. The tools that you need. So when I talk about tools, I don't necessarily mean physical tools. You know, we have mental tools also. And we're going to shine a big bright light on that foundation, on that fundamental tools that you need to get in shape or to lose weight. We're also going to talk about diet, and we're going to talk about calories. The role of just understanding what calories are. We're going to talk about supplements. We're going to talk about exercise. We're going to talk about reshaping and also staying in shape. Because there's one thing for you to lose weight or gain weight or whatever your goal is, but there's another thing to actually maintaining that goal. So we're going to go over that. So like I said, these are suggestions based on my own experience, and I believe that if you listen to the end of this episode, whatever it is that you struggle with or from, or whatever it is that your goal are, I am sure that you are going to accomplish it. If you listen to the end and you actually do this stuff. Okay, so without further ado, let's jump into the episode. So fundamentals, tools, what do you need? What do we need? What's the first thing that we have to understand? It's the fundamentals. It's the foundation. Before you do anything, we have to understand the plan. So number one list on the foundation or on the fundamentals is one, motivation. Why? Why are you trying to do this? What is your motivation behind this? Why are you trying to lose weight? Why are you trying to get in shape? Why? That's the question. Is you need to have a reason. You need to have a reason why you're doing it. Because if you don't have any motivation, if you don't have a reason, you're going to stop. You're going to give up. You're going to think like it's work. And in my experience, you cannot approach physical fitness like a job that you hate doing or a job that you hate going to. And motivation, right? So let me just put this out there. Age will influence your motivation. So how old you currently are right now will influence your motivation. In my experience, when I was much more younger, so I'm talking in my teens to when I was about, say, 23, my motivations were exactly what you'd expect from that age group, which is get in shape, look good, get girls, you know, that is it. Which there's nothing wrong. That is absolutely perfect. I'd rather be like that than not try to do that. However, the older you get, the more the core reason why you should get in shape or lose weight, or the core or the most reason why you should do this becomes more clearer. And for me, it just became longevity and usefulness. And when I say longevity, I mean, I don't want to die young. I know that we all pray to God for a long life, but it's still the same Bible that said, heaven help those who help themselves, meaning longevity. How much more time do you want to spend here on earth? You have the control. You can do your part. How much time do you want to spend with your family? How much time do you want to spend with your kids? How much time do you want to spend with the people that you truly love? That is the thing. Getting in shape can help you do that. Longevity. So what usefulness became for me is when my mom becomes very, you know, old. I'm talking 80, 90. I don't want to be that man who cannot support my mom. I don't want to be that man who cannot be there for my sisters or my children when I start having kids. I don't want to be that guy who, when I'm in my 40s or so, I cannot throw a ball or I cannot have a good time with my son or daughter on the field or just be active. The things that we do now, the body keeps a score. So whatever it is that you're doing now, and I understand that we all have different life activities that might hinder our motivation. But these two things, longevity and usefulness, is clear. Look at COVID. One of the comorbidity was people who are not in shape. People who have underlying health issues. So if you have a compromised immune system, the COVID-19 was your enemy or is our enemy. If you're not in shape, COVID-19 is our enemy. So longevity, COVID-19 is a big motivation. So wherever you are right now, I know that we all share this fear. We all share this concern for this virus. So it falls back on longevity, being here. Think about the people who passed away in their 30s, in their 40s, 50s, due to COVID-19. That is a life that has been cut, or those are lives cut short. That could be anybody. Trust me, that can or could be anybody. So if you have the control now to do the things that you need to do to be here so you can spend more time with the people that you truly love, I truly would encourage you to use that as your motivation. Being here, being alive, being active, being useful, being energetic, that is a good motivation. The second tool on the list is patience. Guys, change requires patience. Getting in shape or losing weight, you need to understand that it's not going to happen overnight. And I do know that the title of the episode says how to lose weight fast. Yes, fast. And when I mean fast, I'm talking 3 months, 4 months, 2 months. That's fast. But don't think it's going to happen in a week or it's going to happen in 2 weeks. It could it depends on whatever stage you currently are. So it's best that you're honest with yourself and you realize, okay, this work is going to require some patience. You need patience. Change, regardless of whatever it is, even not physical fitness, anything else in life, you need to understand that you need to be patient. Okay, so number 3 is going to be consistency. You see, if you cannot keep on doing it, if you cannot keep on, you know, maintaining your diet and your exercise routine or whatever it is that you're currently doing or you want to do to stay in shape, look, you are going to have to start over from the beginning. So you need consistency. You need to be able to keep doing it daily. It has to be a part of your life. So it has to be your lifestyle. Whatever it is that you currently do now. So if what you do now is maybe you come back from work and you just hang with your family and you watch Netflix, okay, that is a lifestyle. What I would encourage you is for you to build up consistency, you should try to include this goal into your lifestyle so you can be consistent with it. You need to do it every day. And your motivation will also impact your consistency. So please remember consistency, patience, and also motivation. So number four, we're going to talk about courage. See, anything that requires change requires courage. You need to have courage to do it. To do it, to try, to look stupid, to look, you know, to feel that shame. Don't worry. You need courage to overcome all of that. You're also going to need courage to shut out the naysayers. Because when you start trying to do this, try to get in shape or lose weight, you're going to have people in your life that will tell you you can't do it. You're going to have people in your friends, your family. You will. You're going to have people who are going to tell you you cannot keep up with this. You need courage to keep going. You need courage. Courage is your shield. As long as you're courageous, you will be able to overcome and shut them out, because you will get them. Believe me, you are going to get them. You have to understand that people hate what they don't understand. And this might come with friends and family, because if you're trying to do this now, maybe this is okay, I'm trying to get in shape, I'm trying to be better, and your family and your friends don't see or don't understand the benefits of what you're trying to do, they will knock you off. They will try to knock you off. So you need courage to be able to stand your ground. You need courage to be respectful in your process. So courage. All right. Number five, we're going to talk about discipline. Discipline is like the glue, right? Or discipline is, in fact, I should have put discipline as number one, but I just feel like discipline will sum everything up. So discipline is what keeps you going. And when I mean keeps you going, it means doing the things that you hate doing, but doing it anyways because it's necessary for you to improve your life. That's discipline. That's it. So you need discipline. Discipline is what helps you maintain your diet. Discipline is what helps you maintain your workout routine. Discipline is what helps you remember your motivation. Discipline. Discipline. Okay, now let's talk about diet and calories. First, diet. Diet is your food. Diet is the food that you eat, the drink that you drink. Diet, I would also say, is the frequency of how much you eat, how much you drink, and the things that you drink and the things that you eat, because whatever goes into your mouth is going to reflect outside. And the frequency at which you eat and you drink is also the same as the result you get physically in your appearance, in your body. So what goes in essentially is what comes out. So if you look at yourself right now in the mirror, I feel like you can basically just have a good sense of where you are based on the food that you eat or the things that you drink. Okay, now let's talk about calories. Calories can be very confusing, but essentially, basically, what calories simply means is the amount of energy in your food and the amount of energy that is stored after you've eaten. I hope that makes sense, because we all know that you need energy to perform with your everyday life. So when whatever you do, you need energy. So you need to walk around, you need to run, you need to speak, you need to do anything. You need food. Food gives you energy. Now, to calculate the content or to calculate the nutrient of each specific food that you eat, every single food has its own caloric number or calories. So let's say you eat, for example, let's just say you eat, what can we pick? Let's say you eat one boiled egg is 77 calories. So that means that you've eaten 77 energy, just in layman's term. But here's one thing I want you to pay attention to, and here's the key to this conversation from diet to calories. Now, as a general rule of thumb, as a general common sense idea, to lose weight or to gain weight or whatever, if you can understand this right now, you are going to lose weight or gain weight or do whatever at your own pace and even faster than you can. So this is it. Energy that goes into your body requires energy to go out. That's just the truth. So if you eat, you need to perform. If you eat and you sit down and you don't do anything, if you eat a lot and you don't really do. So if you eat a bowl of rice, you need to do a work of a bowl of rice. That's just the truth. That's it. So the more food you eat, the more energy expenditure that is required. So the more food you eat, the more work you need to perform, the more you need to do. So the less food you eat, if you eat less, but you perform more, you're going to lose weight. If you eat more, but you perform less, your body is going to store those energy. That one that you didn't burn, the one you didn't perform, is going to store that as fat. That is how you gain weight. You gain weight by eating too much and not performing with your body more. And you lose weight by eating less and performing with your body more. That's just the truth. That is exactly what it is. Listen, there are people who try to sell you courses and they try to sell you all these things. But the truth is, your energy expenditure and your energy intake is what determines if you would gain weight or if you lose weight. That's it. And that is why I said 80% is diet and 20% is exercise. Now, there are three main macronutrients or three main nutrients that we need to touch on. And that's 1, carbohydrate, 2, protein, 3, fat. Carbohydrate first. Carbohydrate is, I like to call it the energy king. Carbohydrate is what gives us energy, right? Carbohydrate is the food that we eat that gives us energy, because what happens with carbohydrate is when you eat carbohydrate, that carbohydrate is broken down into glucose. That glucose is your body's primary source of energy. However, if you eat way too much carbohydrate, what happens is that glucose that should be used as energy will be just simply sugar that is stored and broken into fat. That is the excess fat in your body. That's why carbohydrate will 100% get you fat. If you eat way too much bread, pasta, rice, noodles, just carb intense meal or diet, you are going to gain weight. If you don't exercise, if you don't work out, if you don't burn that energy, remember our energy expenditure and our energy intake analogy, carbohydrate is something you should pay attention to. Okay, protein. Protein is what allows our body to grow and also repairs our body tissue. So like if you're looking to gain weight or if you're looking to build muscle, protein is your friend. And when I'm talking about protein, I'm talking about your fish, your meat. That's what allows the body to grow muscle and also repair your tissue. And we have fat. Fat is good. I remember when I was young, fat is something that people used to always stay away from fat. Good fatty food is good because fat can also store energy. And also, fat is responsible for regulating and also controlling your hormones, our hormones in our body. Okay, now, let me tell you my diet. When I was trying to build muscle and I was trying to get big, my diet was mainly carbohydrate, protein, fat, water. So what I ate was I ate rice, I ate chicken, and I ate avocado. So that's rice, chicken, avocado. So carbohydrate, protein, and fat. I did that consistently for about 3 months, and I gained muscle and I also gained fat. I was big with muscle and also I had fat because I kept on eating rice every day. Okay, now cutting back on my current weight now. Now I have lost a whole lot of body percentage fat by simply just eliminating carbohydrates to the lowest that I can. So not like I completely just stop eating carbohydrates totally. I do eat carbohydrates. However, it's low on my diet. I don't eat it as much as I did when I was trying to be big. Now I still have muscle because my diet has increased to higher protein and high fat. So I get my energy from my fat. Remember I said fat can also store energy. That's why I say fat can be good. What are the things that I eat for fat? Avocado, nuts, olive oil. Those things are rich in fat. Okay. Now, protein, fish, meat, protein powder. I'm going to order from protein powder because I'm going to talk about that in the supplement. But I hope like you have a better understanding on calories and you have a better understanding on diet and you have a much more clearer understanding on the three main macronutrients that would control or actually shape the way you would look. Okay. If you're in a country whereby you are, where you have like a high dense carbohydrate diet, my suggestion would be that you try your best to do what we said is, even if you eat a high concentrated carbohydrate diet, try to make sure that you burn that energy, you burn that food, you work out, you exercise, you move your body, like you move. The more you move, the more you'll be able to burn. But if you eat high carbohydrate and you're not doing a lot, you're going to gain weight. That's just the truth. That's just the truth of the whole thing. Now I'm going to segue into exercise. What are the exercises that you need to lose weight? And what are the exercises you need to gain muscle? Now, exercise to lose weight is simple, to be honest with you. Honestly, if you want to lose weight fast, I know this might sound very counterintuitive. However, the truth is if you want to lose weight, you need to burn fat. And the best way to burn fat is to lift heavy things. You need weight. You need heavy things. I know you might be thinking I'll say go for a walk or go running. But no. It's been proven that if you actually lift weight, you're going to burn more energy. You're going to burn more calories because you're actually doing more work. You're doing more work when you do that. What exercises do you need to do? Yeah, try to get a gym. If you don't have a gym, work out at home. Lift stuff, move your body. Use your own body weight. Your own body weight is enough. Start with push-up. Start with sit-ups. Start with jumping jacks. Use your own body to burn fat. Use your own body to burn those sugar. So like one food I'd recommend, or the things that I recommend you stay away from totally. Well, not totally, because I haven't stayed away from it totally. But one thing if your goal is to lose hundreds of pounds, my first thing I'll tell you is stay away from the sugars, right? Stay away from the diet coke, stay away from the alcohol, stay away from those, the burger, the sugar, the donuts, the tea with like insane sugar in it, because that is what is going to eventually store, or that's what is going to eventually break down into the fat that you see when you wake up the next day after we've indulged, because I do it too. I'm not perfect. However, if you're looking to see your results as fast as possible, try to cut the sugars in your life. Really, really, really. It's really, really important. If you can do that, you're almost there. And what are the things you need to do? What are the exercises you need to do to gain muscle? Same thing. Weight. Heavy stuff. Push yourself. If you lift weights, you're going to build muscle because you're going to break down those. Remember when I say like protein grows muscle, helps us grow and also repairs it. So when you're working out, like you're tearing those muscle fibers, and also what protein is going to do is protein is going to repair it for you. And the more it repairs, the more it grows and the more it expands. That is how you build muscle, right? Okay, fat. For me, my diet has, I really want to say it's been mainly ketogenic diet, meaning like I try to put my body into ketosis. It's been essentially low carb diet. So I've been focused on just meat, so beef and avocado or nuts or olive oil. That's what I eat. And I've been doing this for over 6 months now, and I feel fantastic. My body percentage fat dropped drastically. My face slimmed up drastically. And every single time I experiment with carbohydrate, I can feel like my body blows up instantly. So like the other day, like I went to Manayunk in PA, I had a burger, but I could feel it instantly. My body changed. It swole. Okay. Now we've touched on diet and calories. Let's talk about supplements. And I know that, and we talked about exercise also. I'm sure that you have more questions on the exercise and the things that you need to do. Reach out to me. Feel free to reach out to me, and I can send you individual exercise if you wish. Supplements. What are the things I take to help this whole process? Honestly, I won't lie to you. There are three main supplements that I use regularly. Number one is beta-alanine. Beta-alanine is what allows your body to keep going when you feel fatigue while you're, you know, pushing those weights. Because what happens is, like, when you start to feel fatigue when you're working out, that is your body releasing hydrogen ion. Hydrogen ion, when it goes into your bloodstream, that's when you start to feel weak and you start to feel tired and sore and What beta-alanine does is beta-alanine blocks that hydrogen ion from getting into your blood and making you tired. So I use beta-alanine. It is not illegal. This is legit supplement that you can buy anywhere you buy your supplement. And also pre-workout. Pre-workout, I'm not going to say any brand because you can get anything can be your pre-workout. So, for example, coffee is a pre-workout. Anything that gets you, you know, gives you that buzz of energy. But I don't use coffee. I have a brand that I use. It's called Lit. No, I'm not going to mention brand, but why not? You can buy that. And the reason why I encourage pre-workouts is because there are times where you're going to feel lazy. If you drink a pre-workout or if you take a pre-workout, it's going to push you to go work out. It irritates you that you want to work out, you want to do stuff. And the last supplement I'm going to recommend is perhaps a protein powder. So like if you're looking to build muscle, add in protein powders like whey isolate protein will help you do that. And also will help you improve and also repair your muscle. Same thing if you're trying to lose weight. If you're trying to lose weight, get some protein powder or get some protein. That would help you supplement your food. Because I know that if you're losing weight, one of the things that you're going to focus on first is to try to reduce your carbohydrate intake. And to supplement that, you can supplement that with protein. With that being said, let's finish this episode by talking about how to actually maintain your goal. Maintain your current shape. So congratulations, you have done it. You've lost the weight, you've gained the muscle, you've done what you want to do. But how do you stay consistent? How do you keep doing it? How does this be a part of your life? This is what I call reshaping. Reshaping is where you understand that, okay, every single day I have to reshape my mind to understand that this is my life now. And the best way for you to do that is to have people around you that support you. People around you that can push you. Make friends with people that are also trying to do the things that you are doing or you want to do. Join gyms, join groups, be friends with people, communicate your plan about losing weight, about gaining muscle. Listen, if you have people around you who can push you, that is reshaping it. And I hope this episode explains to you how you can actually lose weight fast. And these things I just mentioned in this episode, if you do them consistently for a month and you don't see any change, call me and tell me I'm a liar. But I know you will call me and tell me thank you. And you're welcome. All right. So thank you very much for joining me on the Nigerian Prince podcast. Again, I'm your host, Ayo OG. If you'd like to come on the show, please send me a DM on Instagram, Ayo OG, so AYO underscore OJI, or you can find me on Facebook, it's Ayo OG. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate you tuning in. Again, if you want to come on the show, let me know. If you want me to talk more, or there are things that I skipped, which that is a big possibility, please let me know. Give me feedback. I love your feedback. I truly do. Thank you guys. I truly appreciate you, and I'll see you.